Good morning, it's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my Commissioner's Report. I want to add my voice to the dialogue about gun control. As a commissioner, there's not a lot I can do about it, but I can express my views right now and put them out there. And I think because of everything that's going on in the country today, that it's very timely to do so. I believe that we have the right to own a handgun for personal protection of your home. And if you're a hunter, you have a right to have rifles for hunting. I'm not a hunter, but I would guess I said rifles because it would take a different gun to shoot if you're rabbit hunting or quail hunting or something than if a bear is coming at you. I think I'd be correct in that assumption. However, I don't believe anyone needs an automatic weapon, and I'm against having them out there. No military-style weapons are needed by average people to either protect your home, your family, or to go hunting with. I just don't think it's necessary. I also believe that anyone purchasing a handgun should have a full comprehensive background check. And if it takes a week or two to get the background check done, then you wait a week or two before you receive the handgun or the rifle. I also believe that background checks should be somewhat up to date. I'm just putting ideas out there. I'm not suggesting anything, legislation. I don't have everything worked out, but I'm adding to the chorus of voices about this is why I'm talking about it. But I think a background check at least once a year, if you're buying a gun, if you bought one this year and not buying one the next year, another background check is necessary. If it's within a year, then probably not. I also think a background check should go all the way back to look to where you were living and what was happening from 18 years old forward. So if you're living, you get the background check in Maryland. If you lived in a different state, they go back to that state and they see what happened. If you lived in a different country, they go back to the other country. What happened starting back when you're 18 years old? I think that is important. And a background check should include if you had a restraining order against you for violence. Sorry, no gun. That's just my opinion, but I think universal background checks for anyone trying to get a gun. I also believe that if you're trying to buy a gun at a gun show, and I realize gun shows are very attractive to people that want to buy guns. There's a lot of guns there. You get to hold the gun, you get to see it, and you get a good gun show price. However, if you're going to buy a gun at a gun show, you go in, you put the deposit down for the gun, the background check is done. When the background check is over, and of course it would be worked out for the dealer and the person buying it. I'm just spitballing ideas right now. That you give them the rest of the money, the gun is sent to you. Still, a background check is done. I also believe in keeping in line with the background checks that you can't privately sell a gun from one person to another. How would you do the background check then? It would have to go through a gun shop or something of that sort. If for nothing more than to facilitate the paperwork required for the background check, doesn't mean you can't sell it, but another dealer would have to come in, and that way the person buying a gun would have to go through the background check. And of course, you couldn't be buying a gun for anyone else. You're just buying a gun for yourself. We have to take that step. In this country, we have to go to the understanding that guns are a public safety threat. We have to understand that, and I don't think we're actually doing this country yet. We have to understand that. We have to take a practical look, take some action to address the problem, which I don't think we're doing either. We have to do those things. I think it's necessary in this country. So I'm again for a handgun for personal protection in your house and in your family, and a rifle or rifles for hunting. And of course, it should be locked up when not in use. I'm all for that. I think background checks are extremely necessary. I also believe that we should have a buyback for the military style rifles and all that are out there. In Australia, I think about 20 years ago in Australia, did a mandatory buyback. So if you have one of those guns, you're required to sell it back. I'm not suggesting that right now, but I'm suggesting a buyback. Also, if you have the modifications like a bump stock or any other modifications that turns a semi-automatic gun into an automatic gun, they're outlawed. And if you have a gun that has that on there and it's found, you lose the gun. And you also lose the right to purchase a gun in the future. Just again, my opinions, I'm sure I might get beat up about that, but I think it's very, very important. I go back to Australia. They enacted legislation on this over 20 years ago. They had a mandatory buyback. Matter of fact, you can't own a gun in Australia unless you're there for like a security, police, a military, something like that. No one else owns a gun unless it's a muzzle loader, or I believe, you can look this up. I don't have all the facts and sitting here in front of me. I believe the gun, if you want to own it, had to be manufactured or made before 1901. I think it's the cutoff date on that. but something like that, so no one has guns. And you know what? Since they put that in effect, they haven't had a mass shooting in 20 years since then. Not one. Not one. We've had quite a few. So just my thoughts on gun control. I don't want to take all the guns away, but let's be reasonable about it. Second thing I want to talk about, some legislation that I've reintroduced again this year on plastic bags. I'm against one-use plastic bags. I think the county should have the right to enact some legislation similar to what the city of Westminster has enacted. We were going to the state delegation. I've asked for this legislation. I've actually sent every member of the state delegation a copy of Westminster's ordinance. I'm not saying it has to be exactly the same, but something similar should be in effect for Carroll County. When we're doing this, we go to the state delegation to ask for this. We're not asking them because one of them said in the past, I'm not, you know, stopping anybody's use of using plastic bags. Actually, you're not. What you're doing is giving the Board of County Commissioners to write to enact that if they so decide. The state delegation doesn't do that. That's the Board of Commissioners. The locally elected officials of the Board of Commissioners would have the right to do that. Whenever I bring up eliminating one-use plastic bags, I always hear about education, education, let's do education. After just retiring from teaching from over 40 years, I know what education can do. I know what it can't do. Let's go back. I believe some people out there are my age or a little bit older. Go back to seatbelts in the 60s and 70s. They had education about seatbelts. I went to driver's ed, as most people did, in school at that time. They told you all about seatbelts. They showed the movies and the films about seatbelts and what they could prevent from happening in the car crashes and the mangled bodies and all that. It was all there for you, all out in the open. They used to have the PSAs on the TV and on the radio about wearing seatbelts. I remember one vividly when I was a little kid about a guy sitting around saying, you know, seatbelts are too confining for me. And then there's like a flash, 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 and you see a person in a hospital bed in traction. That sticks in my mind. So we had all that going on back then, all that education out there, and still the majority, the vast majority of people did not wear seatbelts. And then it became a law. Now the vast majority of people do wear seatbelts. So when I hear about education for plastic bags, I see no different than what happened with the seatbelt education. That isn't working. There are people out there who use reusable bags, and they always will. Education, they might have learned about it, but the other people that you want to get not using plastic bags, that's where the law has to come into effect. And I got a little bit of time left. But if you're looking at the ordinance that the city of Westminster passed, there are exemptions to it. Laundry, dry cleaning bags, door hanging bags, newspaper bags, packages of multi-use bags intended for use in a disposition of garbage, pet waste, or yard waste. The one I like is that bags used by restaurants for takeout customers or full delivery, that's exempt. Bags used in establishments with fewer than 25 employees, if they're not a franchise, would be exempt. There's other things in here, but I think that it was a well-thought-out ordinance that the city of Westminster put in. I would like the county to have the ability to do something similar, maybe not the same one. We'd write our own ordinance and put it out there. The state delegation needs to have a serious look at this and put it forward for us. So since I'm out of time, I'm going to say, Commissioner Dennis Frazier, signing off. Have a great week.